The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday the 27th of August 2024. Green. There's lots to talk about this morning, as always. I had prepared some stories and notes on land reform consultation. It's just been announced by the government, generational property. I wanted to hold this conversation until tomorrow, I think, just because there are lots of questions to ask. And I want to talk about generational property. So for right now, let's turn to the newspapers and look at today's headlines, the two sets of stories in today's paper that I found of interest. Let's look at today's Nassau Guardian. Ex-official on murder conspiracy charge. I want to read that into the record. And then in today's Tribune, NHI set to impose caps and limits, coupled with this article in last week's Tribune, Ministry unveils $43 million plan to boost nation's healthcare. I want to read through that article. I think that's where we'll start, but I'll tell you why. I am wondering if Bahamians are, when they get on the road behind the wheels of their cars, if they are truly considering the impact of their other drivers. On the way to work this morning, I almost got wiped out on Market Street, not by the emergency vehicle, black Jeep, that came down Market Street roughly 20, 25 minutes ago. No, by a pair of what seemed to be lovely older Bahamian women who just forgot that you're supposed to stop at stop signs. Fortunately, I was armed with my extra pair of eyes because the whole way to work this morning, I was stunned by what I saw. I don't expect people to follow the rules all the time, but I do expect people to consciously break the rules if they're going to break the rules. I just want to know who deputized taxi drivers to turn right on red at every major intersection they want. Who did that? And who told Bahamians that if you're going to break the law, don't just like break it gently, just break the whole hog. Like, how are you going to in Shirley Street light to turn left on red, to slow down to 5 miles an hour because you want to be really safe because you want a phone call? Anyway, so I want to go through these two articles. Ministry unveils $43 million plan to boost nation's healthcare. NHI set to impose caps and limits. And let's start with the big story of the day. Ex-official on murder conspiracy charge. Police on Monday charged the former managing director of Clifton Heritage National Park with conspiracy to commit murder and accessory after the fact. Mario Scott Bannister, 62, appeared in court alongside Christian Napier, 28, of 8 Mile Rock, and Dante Riley, 26, of St. Margaret Road. The accused were handcuffed and shackled. They're accused of conspiring to murder Philip Adley, whose body was found bound and stabbed on August 15th on Weston Road, New Providence. Prosecutors allege that Napier and Riley murdered Adley on August 14th. Between August 14th and 15th, Bannister is alleged to accessory after the fact in a bid to help the killers avoid the due process of the law. They were not required to enter pleas to the charges when they appeared before Chief Magistrate Roberto Reckley. The accused were remanded into custody until February the 13th, 2025. K. Melvin Monroe represented Bannister and Stanley Rowell appeared for Riley. Napier didn't have a lawyer, however, Rowell told the magistrate that he was beaten while in police custody. Before the charges were read, Riley had a verbal run-in with a man believed to be Adley's relative. Riley shouted, quote, "What happened, boy?" close quotes. The man replied, quote, "What you think?" close quotes. Riley said, quote, "This expletive looking at me," close quotes. Riley apologized for the outburst after the magistrate said, quote, "Not in here," close quotes. People in the gallery were admonished not to interfere with the accused. The Office of the Prime Minister announced Bannister's termination as Clifton Heritage Managing Director on Sunday. This is a high-profile case. We're going to be very careful how we talk about it because, again, while we can say what we want, we do have responsibilities that accompany our rights, and we don't want to do anything that would pervert the course of justice. And so I wanted to take a moment to read that into the record. What a time. No motive has been revealed or exposed or shared with the public by the Royal Bahamas Police Force or investigating agencies, so we will proceed with caution. Again, while we may want to say something, and we have the power to say anything, we also have responsibilities that accompany these rights. So let's move on to the next story. Joining me in studio is Mr. C.A. Nuri. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm good. We had a conversation on land reform, because I know you wanted to talk about generational property.
Yes.
But when I didn't see you first thing this morning,
I was concluding that could be Wednesday.
We could do that tomorrow.
That's a two-hour show.
Okay, good stuff.
To hash that out and read some things into the record and get some conclusion.
And so from this point, let's say to the audience, for tomorrow's show, if you have any issues around generational property, land ownership, access to land, commonage, then prepare your questions for tomorrow.
Yeah. Especially when dealing with the town hall meeting.
Yes. Yeah. That's approaching.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Two stories in the paper, Mr. Nuri. Ministry unveils $43 million plan to boost nation's healthcare. The Ministry of Health and Wellness held a public forum last night to reveal its upcoming plans for significant movements to the health sector across the Bahamas. The initiative, in collaboration with the IADB, that's the Inter-American Development Bank, will see a $43 million investment aimed at enhancing healthcare delivery and infrastructure. There will be $8 million invested in the improvement of the delivery of healthcare. I just want to stick a pin there. Be very interesting to understand what they mean when they say that. The delivery of healthcare, do they mean customer service? Do they mean the technical service of saving lives, of doctoring and nursing? And exactly how will the $8 million be invested? When we talk in hospitals and healthcare, that's little change. A $25 million investment in enhancing the capacity of primary care, and a $10 million investment in the modernization of the health information system.
None of that sounds structural in terms of building.
Yeah.
Right? I see the word capacity, but when you use it juxtaposed to the former word, doesn't seem to be building structures.
Right. So, for instance, the president of one of the doctors' associations in a town hall meeting in reference to the new hospital, the new clinic.
Mini hospital,
mini hospital,
or big clinic
out west, raised the concern: where will you find the labor? Where will you find the doctors and the nurses to staff the new facility?
I think that we will import. We are now in negotiations with Ghana. Right, mm-hmm. We see we have a number of nurses being on-streamed. I'm assuming that is now an option, hiring foreign doctors. It's cheaper,
mm-hmm.
right? They have a lot in contrast that we can buy or rent the skill set now with our dollar value. So I'm assuming that's an option. I mean, they should say it out loud so we'll know what we're dealing with, a new option.
Yeah. So when they say $25 million investment in enhancing the capacity of primary care, that could be
services?
Hiring.
No, that's services.
So the types of services that are available
within services.
The primary care space.
Yeah. That's,
right?
That's not necessarily doctor
and nurses and specialists?
No, I assume that's just services, you know.
Enhancing the capacity to offer a wider range of services at the primary care level. Could it be some of it is to enhance the clinics, Family Island Clinics, New Providence Clinics, as a primary care space?
That could be that too.
And then the...
See, I find none of these are clear. It leaves you to assume. No questions is asked. And you just accept it for what it is and you just wait.
And at what point will we see a clearer explanation?
I think this is it.
Let's go on in the story. Well, $10 million investment in the modernization of the health information system. Hmm. I wonder if $10 million is enough to digitize.
I'm just happy with it.
Why are you happy?
It's a significant amount of money. It's
a lot of money to waste.
Yeah. I'm thinking of digitization, mm-hmm. right? Putting medical records on stream and whatever it is. I think that is adequate to do that for the whole Bahamas.
But here's what it would include. So it is upgrading the technology,
mm-hmm.
not just in every single space, but you have to bring in now a unified system, right?
Yeah.
So every space now has to operate on the same system.
You know, we had that conversation before. They've been having that conversation
right.
before, a universal system where your private doctor can access system.
And right.
So you don't have to be transferring records back and forth.
Or if I'm on a family island and I have an accident,
mm-hmm.
the clinic on the family island can access my information in New Providence.
Yes.
Right? Then there is the systems required to protect said data.
And I am concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm concerned about that is there are a number of politicos who have the option to go into the States
mm-hmm.
because of their insurance package.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that they opt to go to the United States. And I believe the reason for that is because of privacy. They do not trust this current system.
Well, no, you mean they don't trust the system that they manage? That they're responsible
they
for the operation of?
They don't trust the people who manage the system.
They don't trust the people who they manage and
yes.
who they're responsible for.
We have leaks every day. That's the nature of us. One screenshot
could
ruin somebody.
I mean, absolutely. I have experienced similar things. The point is, though, the people who are responsible for the system should focus on fixing the system as opposed to removing themselves or protecting themselves from the problem in the system that they manage.
Yeah.
So there's the unification, creating the system, connecting all service entities, training staff
to operate
the
system,
and then the sorts of medical tech sensitivity training required to ensure that they use the technology available to protect the information that they have access to. And the question is $10 million. And then the infrastructural upgrades to ensure that all of the physical infrastructure has access to adequate and reliable electricity supply and communication services.
Mm.
Otherwise, the system doesn't work.
Yes.
And so the question is $10 million amount of money for just that initiative alone.
Hmm.
Also, up to this point, we haven't seen a timeline.
We never tend to see timelines, eh?
Yeah.
Just a general announcement.
Which I find amazing because they operate on a 5-year timeline. Mm-hmm. And you could see they understand the timeline because, what do you call it, the silly season?
Yeah,
the foolishness has started.
We are in year 3, about to go in year 4. You see it, it's a proliferation, it's a speed up of activity.
The war rooms.
Yeah.
I want to call y'all by y'all name. Let's continue from the article, Ministry Unveils $43 million Plan to Boost Nation's Healthcare. The plan includes the construction of new clinics on several family islands, including Stevenson, Cat Island, Moores Island, Abaco, Staniel Key, Exuma, Black Point, Exuma, Great Harbor Key, Barrie Islands, and Long Key.
Gee,
do you structural. Think it's limited to that?
But that's structural.
Yeah, no, that's structural, but is it limited to that? And which part of the $43 million, is it the $25 million investment in enhancing the capacity of primary care? And is $25 million enough?
Now I see why you question that. And then put that juxtaposed to the question that the doctor at the town hall meeting.
Yeah.
How will you staff the these clinics and hospitals, right? Is it a billing of all of these at one time,
mm-hmm.
and then you try staff it, or you build one and facilitate it and popularize it, and then move on to the other one?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a question where the timeline comes in. Like, is this within the 5-year period, or this is a long-term
right.
because process?
Here I am. I may be a mother on a family island, and I have, maybe I have a job opportunity in New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to weigh the pros and cons over the next 5 to 7 years.
Yes.
Right? If you tell me, look, in 2 years, this clinic is going to be completed, I may be inclined to stay.
Yeah.
With no timeline, I may just make the jump and move to Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a text. How much of this budget belongs to... You read the text and... Okay. So the text is basically saying... Have we done any studies on how much money is lost to wastage and malfeasance in these massive contracts? Is there a formula? Has anybody by now developed an algorithm? So I'll know right off the top, when they say $25 million, trust, only $23 million of that getting used. I don't know. Maybe there's an algorithm somewhere. A texter says Long Key only has 15 persons.
It's a small clinic.
Small clinic. They still require clinics. See, here's the first thing.
The issue is the doctor. You can't have a doctor there permanently. You would need to have him on rotation.
But can they be on rotation in that constituency of Michael?
Yeah, but then you have to finance that. How do they move throughout the islands? Is there a car on each island? Is there a space where they stay on each island? You know, do you consider that?
Now, Texter, I'm not dismissing what you've put on the table entirely, because when I read this list, new clinics on Staniel Key and Black Point Exuma, right? That's two new clinics in Exuma. And so I'd like to know, like, what is the algorithm that you're using to determine how many clinics are placed in a particular jurisdiction?
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, several existing clinics will be renovated to improve primary care services. These include Bimini Community Clinic, Foxtown Community Clinic. You know where Foxtown is?
No.
I figure Foxtown is one of these generational property spaces where it's named after the family.
Okay.
That settled there, maybe. I'm just saying what I learned about generational property. Foxtown Community Clinic, Deadman's Key Community Clinic, Fox Hill Community Clinic, Sims Clinic, and Abaco Health Center.
You mean Fox Hill Community Clinic? That's someplace else?
I don't know. That's what it says, Fox Hill Community Clinic.
There is no F. I mean, I watched some of these family islands first, so it's not necessarily Fox Hill in New Providence, because there's no Fox Hill Community Clinic.
Search and see if there's a Foxtown.
I could say Foxtown may be in Long Island.
Somebody said Foxtown is in North Abaco.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but then where's the Fox Hill Community Clinic? That is interesting. Okay. So the question about Long Key and only 15 people, Is the rationale based on the amount of income or revenue generated by the family island and sent to the treasury, the consolidated fund?
It's on Bernard Road.
Well, I mean, I know Bernard Road.
I know Bernard Road, too. I can't picture it in my mind. I assume I drove past it. Say Bernard Road.
Man, look at the map. Okay. Look at the map.
Continue.
Because if I could open up a clinic on Bernard Road and have three Band-Aid and two masks, I will do it. Hmm. Again, I get another text here that says, "Morning, Aaron. I just want to say a quick shout out to the RBPF that caught the trio swiftly."
Okay.
There you go. Another text, while Mr. Newry is, while we're trying to figure out where the Fox Hill Community Clinic is. First text, "I find that almost hilarious, but not really funny." So it's like Joe Pesci. Is it haha funny or is it interesting funny? "That a man on charges of brutalizing and murdering an individual would look at that individual's relative and ask them what's wrong with them. This must be a comedy sketch. Either that or we transported to Narnia again." Well, I think it's safe to say, Texter, that we have many different worlds existing at the same time, like realms existing at the same time in the Bahamas. That language, that form of engagement is commonplace for communities, right? In some sectors. I can read from that segment again from the article, "Ex-official on murder charge, conspiracy charge." This is what's in today's Guardian. "Before the charges were read, Riley had a verbal run-in with a man believed to be Adley's relative. Riley shouted, 'What happened, boy?' The man replied, 'What you think?' It is a form of bravado." It is a form of bravado. A lot of us don't need to perform in that way to get through our daily business, you know? A lot of us think that young men are in gangs because they just love violence. They wake up in a spirit of violence. But we need to stop sticking our head in the sand and acknowledge the world in which a lot of young Bahamians are forced to live. Here's another text. "I was heading north on Village Road and the light at Park Gate turned yellow. I knew I could not make it through the light before it turned red, so I slowed down. On cue, the person behind me angrily blew their horn. I was puzzled. There's a red light in front of us, or am I colorblind? The little car then switched over to the turning lane, waited a second, and zoomed through the red light as if I was the crazy one. Look at pot go. The police need to start fining, revoking licenses, impounding cars, or locking up these people. They're on the slippery road to shooting lots of people. It's not outside the realm of possibility." I take that text with caution, but I also say it's outside of the realm of possibility. The reason that people are doing it is because the police allow them to do it. They observe police in the area while they're doing it. And when the police do nothing, they don't stop them, they don't go after them, they don't even blow the horn or turn on the siren as a warning in an attempt to moderate future behavior. But we are reaching that point. Yesterday, a taxi driver asked me if I would permit him to drive over the sidewalk, cross a lane, to turn left in front of me at Boyd Road. And I had to say to that elderly gentleman, "How dare you ask me for permission to break the law? If you can break the law, you got to be bold enough to do it on your own. I ain't conspiring with you. I ain't aiding and abetting before the fact or after the fact. If you can break the law, be bold enough to do it on your own and stop bullying people helping you break the law. What is wrong with us?" So I tell you all again and again and again, you take care of the pennies and the dollars to take care of themselves, right? The same behavior we're concerned about, we are panicked about in society, is happening right in our own cars. We are perpetuating the same behavior that we turn to the newspapers and read the headlines, and we are aghast, we are astonished, we're shocked that these types of things are happening in our own country. But that's why they're happening, because we're doing it. Texas says, good morning, Mr. Newry. It hurt me just a few minutes ago when you made reference to the recruitment of foreign nurses. As a Bahamian nurse, wouldn't you like to have your own, nurses?
When I sick? Go ahead, you were sick recently. Did you care the ethnicity of who taking care of you when you sick?
Not at all.
You just need someone to make sure you're okay.
I tell you what, even when there was a concern about maybe like a little language barrier, because you know I'm pedantic, right? The empathy.
That's what you care about.
And the openness and the softness of the nurses.
Mm-hmm. The consideration.
Right.
That you're sick.
Yeah.
That you're going through some.
Yeah. That's
the only thing you care about, eh?
Yeah.
If it's a Filipino nurse, do you care that it's a Filipino nurse?
And watching Filipino, you know, watching foreign nurses interact with Bahamians, who we would say are some like little difficult, little troublesome, I felt good. Like, I felt safe.
Mm.
You know, I felt like they cared and they were managing the space and each incident the best way they could. Yeah.
And Manny, there are some benefits for having a foreign nurse. There's some benefit to having a foreign nurse. There are times they don't care who you are. They just service you.
Right.
And you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't mind. They don't care that you blew your horn at them 3 times because they was on their phone.
So I found where the Fox Hill Community Clinic
is. Okay, where is it?
Next to Sandlin's Primary School.
On Sandlin's, on
Fox Hill,
on Fox Hill Road.
Picture the roundabout.
Okay, yeah.
Picture the library.
Uh-huh.
The library, the school, Sandlin School.
So we're heading east on Bernard Road, the library first, right?
Yeah, library first, and then the Fox Hill Clinic is right there. Who knew? I mean, there are government buildings there,
mm-hmm.
but that's where the Fox Hill Clinic is. I need to stop. I mean, it's right out Foxdale, so I need to stop there and say hi.
People keep sending me to Elizabeth Estates Clinic, and I could have gone to Fox Hill Clinic.
That's my point. I go drive straight to Elizabeth Estates Clinic.
Okay. So Texas goes on, we need to come up with strategy and retain our nurses. I think that it's about retaining the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
We're training them very well.
Yeah.
The nurses are taking advantage of the opportunities available to them
mm-hmm.
to enhance their CV, to build their credentials. And if we can't figure out how to retain them, it's a hard decision to force them to stay.
Mm-hmm. One who has the skill to immigrate. Because a number of people do not immigrate because they don't have the skill.
Right.
We ensure that our nurses has the skill and they decide to immigrate.
Absolutely.
After we finish training them and spend all that money on them, and they say, man, I go to the States, man, I can make twice as much money.
I mean.
Whereas a Bahamian doctor, right, even though they are well trained here, you need to take certain examinations when you
Go abroad. To work abroad.
Whereas there's a nurses shortage around the world, right?
So and nurses are just in high demand.
Yeah, when the United States say, man, oh, you've got a couple of Bahamian nurses? Yeah, man, we take all 20 of them one time. We can't compete. Nothing we can do. We can raise their salary to $1 million and the United States will raise it to $1.1 million. And so they go on still.
There you go. Producer, let's prep the phone line. Further, when it was the last midwifery class, and especially Family Islands. Well, see, this is the new specialty clinic hospital, with a focus on women and children.
Mm-hmm.
I think midwifery will be a big part of that layout.
But again,
in
terms of the, what do they call it when you say hardship?
Hardship pay for hardship Family pay. Island.
Moving to the Family Island as a young nurse is a harsh thing to do. No, you don't get married. You stay and just work. Can you imagine doing that in your prime, 21 to 40?
I mean, you could get married to a Family Island man.
But you're a professional now, man. You want a professional man.
But you, I rebuke. Let's go to the caller, and when we get back from the call, Mr. Newry.
You don't want quality of life?
Mr. Newry, the assertion that Family Island men aren't professional men, we need to... good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
And good morning, Mr. Newry.
Blessings.
Ms. Green, I can't wait for the generational property dialogue, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but listen, I'm sickened that we really don't have honest, sincere people in the medical arena, more like a public ombudsman to educate the public and to highlight the inefficiencies and the untruths that are being told. Like, listen to me. Now, this datafication and whatever, all of this medical information, right? So here's what I like to be included that is being excluded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no one is being held accountable post-vaccination rollouts. There was never an adverse event. So there's never any there was never any adverse events. Everybody just died naturally in their sleep, young, healthy people post-pandemic, right? That one over. Now, the question is, with all of this foolishness about datification and money, and the question is, I hope they would supply the information on how many people die each year because of lack of health insurance. You know, people go in the hospital, and I know a young friend of mine, he died because he didn't have health insurance, and the dialysis, he went to Oak Tree, and they said he didn't have insurance, and he ran this place and that place, but he eventually died anyhow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is important information, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of putting this money in places where we don't need it, how about giving the doctors a raise and the nurses a raise so that we can keep them and avoid the scenario that CA has mentioned? Because I have some of my first baby mother family, they train here, and they ran to the States. Most of them are going to the States. I know them personally. And so let's invest in our people to make them stay here and to give us a better health care, because pay the people more. So all of it just doesn't make sense upgrading anything when you're not upgrading the armamentarium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then let's give me some data on the amount of in-hospital infection, or what they would call a nosocomial infections that people pick up in the hospitals. These are the type of things I'm looking for, and like I said, data on COVID-19. And so I know that they're insincere, because the multi-trillion-dollar operation at A&E is not being brought into operation yet. So all of this is just basically to enrich some crony for something that would be ineffective in healthcare, because we know they don't care. And also, let's respond to some of the stories and have some of my female people step up as to the treatment and the dehumanizing treatment in the maternity ward.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're not painting a perfect picture. I don't know if it's because the nurse saying they coming out and pumping out babies, or they mad, they block people or whatever, but way. I was told a story by my fiance. Like, man, come on, man. I mean, I just other people too, but they're afraid to speak out. So how can we get ahead when there's no public dialogue and disclosure about what's going on in any entity in this country? We up against a bottle healthcare system.
Okay, now, see, I'm glad you said something we could disagree on, because we all deserve a good healthcare system. Thank you, 52. I appreciate the point that you make. We absolutely need to understand what went wrong before we build new facilities to fix the problem. We absolutely need to. I got a text here that says, go on.
It's similar to the female-centered hospital.
Right.
Why was that concluded that it's necessary? We need that now.
Right.
Give us some narrative. What happened?
What I could glean, right, and speculate, what I could glean from media, from my advocacy work, interacting with colleagues, is that there's been a crisis maternity space, in the maternity care.
Any of the professionals said that, though?
Professionals don't say.
What about the minister?
The minister said he used the term, the former minister, Dwayne Sands, used the term medical apartheid.
Being
practiced in the Bahamas.
Yeah. But see,
the whole healthcare system.
The politicians concluded that there's a need for a female hospital centered. I want to know just why. Why did that trump
kidney renal center?
Yeah. Why did that trump that and say, we don't need that hospital, we can do the women's one first?
Well, like 52 alludes to, we need to see data. But it's not just that we need to see data, because data isn't just numbers. We need the data assessed, collated, and disseminated in a way that focuses on particular problem areas so that we could understand the rationale behind the decision-making.
So we could buy into it. So yes, right, we support it fully.
Producer, let's go to the next call. It's not sufficient for me, right, affiliated in this space, and I understand why they've prioritized a women and children's facility with neonatal care, right? I know that there's been issues, possibly a crisis, in that space for a long time. We hear about it anecdotally, but until we have professionals presenting us information in a professional way, from a professional space, right, then We are just left to speculate and wonder, like the earlier texter said, how much can get lost off the top? Because we don't know anything, not the rationale, the why. We get back to that. Plus, I forget what you say about professional men and Family Island. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Cuz.
Morning, morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How are you?
Mr. Neary. Like the last statement Aaron made just now. Do you know your good prime minister is from the Family Island, you know?
He born in Nassau.
Do you know your good prime minister is from the Family Island, you know?
Where he born?
Just so you know.
Well, which, okay? where he born? Where he born? Because you know he went to St. John's.
We from the Family Island have a lot of great men in our island, okay? And they are very homely. They're respectful to women and you know, we have good men, man, Mr. Neary. That's not a right.
You may have to call a couple names so I can advertise
them. I know what you're trying to say, but anyway.
Go ahead.
Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
Like you're talking about the hospital, the need for the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You have more women that run to the hospital on a daily basis than men. Mm-hmm. Men have to be dragged there for the most part. Because a lot of them don't like doctors. Or for whatever reason, everything, they feel like they could be okay. So I believe that's one of the reasons why they're more focused on females. Because if you go around the hospital on any given day, 90% of the persons you see would be females. You understand? I don't think we really need much data for that. Because last week, a friend of mine visited the hospital for serious backache.
Mm-hmm.
They did draw some blood from her. They had no bed, so they sent her home. By that morning, the young lady was dead. Mm. She was having a heart attack, but they never checked her. They never checked out.
Oh, boy.
Never checked it out. Never checked her heart. Never put on a machine. Just run some blood tests and send her home.
Absolutely.
You understand?
One thing cannot be denied. We are in desperate need of improvement, enhancements, and upgrades in the healthcare system.
You know, and I spoke to someone in reference to it, a friend of mine who I know is a lifeguard, you know, and I spoke to her about it. And she said, but from my lifeguard training, that sounded like a heart attack to me. As simple as that is, for a non-medical person to recognize that that's what it sounded like to them because of what they learned from CPR.
Mm-hmm.
Then into PMH, got blood works done, and get sent home as being okay.
Oh, boy. Listen, thank you very much for the call.
Condolences,
and thank you for sharing, you know, that person's story. It only supports what 52 has been calling for medical ombudsman, right? There's also supposed to be the Office of the Patient's Advocate in PMH, where if you feel that you have not been tended to properly or that something may have been overlooked, that you're supposed to be able to go to the patient's advocate's office to ask for support, right, for them to continue their assessment. Let's go to the text line for a second. Oh boy, all the texts are about traffic. And Mr. Neary,
mm-hmm.
So this thing about professional men in the Family Island.
Yeah, man. Big businessmen.
There's lots of big businessmen on the island.
Like where?
Abaco, Elutra, Exuma.
Well, the Exuma.
Auckland's every 4 weeks. I don't know when the boat
Exuma,
when the boat come.
Abaco.
Elutra.
Even Elutra, they have their own ecosystem. They have their own ecosystem independent of New Providence. Auckland doesn't have their own ecosystem. Right. I wouldn't go as far as even Cat Island doesn't have their own ecosystem. They have like a pocket here and a pocket there, mm-hmm. right? Exuma has a foreign element, and then they have the businesses connected to that foreign element of millionaires.
So then here's a question. Islands right. like Exuma and Eleuthera that are seeing rapid, amazingly rapid increase in population development
yeah.
and growth, right? One argument is the revenue that we contribute to the consolidated fund warrants us having this level of resource.
Yeah, so they deserve a hospital.
The other argument is, what you billing these PPPs for? What you billing these public-private partnerships for with foreign foundations if they're not going to facilitate that type of growth? Like, what do they contribute given how they benefit from their presence in the space?
I analyze and absorbing that. And then I'm going back to Exumo. I'm going back to Abaco. And then by extension, Eleuthera.
Mm-hmm.
Surely they deserve a hospital and not a clinic.
No.
They need.
In
terms
it.
Of the growth, in terms of how many tourists, how many Bahamians are on the island.
The population alone warrants it.
And so they don't need a clinic, especially when you say, oh, we have two clinics on this island. They don't need a clinic.
Right, like,
they would need a mini hospital that can service the entire island and the growing population of that island.
You know,
so
absolutely.
That's a different argument altogether.
See, I'm still uncomfortable with the idea that second homeowners, foreign residents, tourists are engaged in charitable activities to raise funds for things like high school buses on the family island, right? Like, I think that's something that the government and local stakeholders, like local auto dealers, should be able to figure out. At the same time, if the hospital is there because you are there, what are you contributing to the hospital?
What's the difference between a hospital and a clinic? Clinic tend to close.
$25 million.
Yeah, the little money. But clinic tend to close about 5 o'clock.
No, clinic can't close on the family island.
Clinic can't close. You need to see what Long Island was there. That closed for the whole weekend. that was just closed.
Mr. Nuri again texts and says, please ask C.A. Nuri to apologize for that statement he made about family island men.
They know exactly my point. My point is, when you are a striving woman with options, you need to weigh your options when you decide to go live on a family island. Is this what you want? And if it's not what you want, they don't have any benefits or amenities, you can't take it.
So you're saying like a fast life, a city life versus an island life?
Yeah.
It's really
matured people say, okay, I'm tired of this rat race, I'm going to the family island. Right? They already settled.
Mm-hmm. But you also have young people who are looking to start a family and want to establish themselves like infrastructurally, like a good job, get this house going as we get married, and then we have enough money in savings, we have our first child.
Yeah, that sounds like they can start from Nassau first, then go to the family island.
All right, let me get to the text line. The bold use of the government's vehicle for criminal activity indicates total lack of respect for law and order, such arrogance. You mean like the people who be in the red plate using their cell phone? The people who in the red plate turning left on red when they should know as public servants, the only place they could turn left on red is University Drive and University Commons?
Yeah.
The people in the red plate with earbuds in their ear? Yeah, I feel you. Texter. Another text. When I become PM, you're getting caned for doing foolishness. Mr. Nuri, do you think corporal punishment is a response to the growing lawlessness in the Bahamas?
That text won't beat me. I can never vote for him. I just need to know their name now so I can look up for them.
There you go. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to get through these texts and get through a bit more of this article. Ministry unveils $43 million plan to boost nation's healthcare. And the follow-up to that, NHI set to impose caps and limits.
This text has said they're being run off the road twice with people driving at red plate. It is what it is.
Do you know there's an officer in the public service whose job it is to provide oversight cars and how they're driven?
Interesting.
There you go. Listen, On the Clock is coming right back. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
It's time for Guardian Radio and AML's second annual back-to-school snackathon. We are accepting donations at the Register of Solomon's Fresh Market and Cost-Right locations in both Nassau and Freeport. And with your donation, you can make a difference to a family and a child. Going back to school with the gift of snacks. No amount is too small, and if you are a My Salmon Smart Rewards member, consider donating your points. So let's come together and make this school year unforgettable. Donate today and help us make a difference in the lives of children across the Bahamas. Promotion ends September 5th, 2024.
Hey Bahamas, ready for some eye-openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you, the game changers, movers and shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We've got a few minutes left, Mr. Nuri. I want to get through the text. Good morning. Regarding the disregard for traffic laws, did something change recently with when you can turn left on red? It is my understanding that it is only allowed where signage is posted. You are absolutely right, Texter. Yep. It is only allowed where signage is posted.
However?
However, at the end of, was it 2023, At the time, superintendent for road traffic, now former superintendent for road traffic, in an interview on, I think, Morning Blend, revealed a few things. One, that they were unaware of the entirety of the law, how it's read in full, particularly the portion that says that there must be a sign indicating you can turn left on red for you to turn left on red. He also said enforcing the law. Now, I just want to, I'm not a police officer and I'm not a lawyer, but here's what I know. Just because one police officer doesn't enforce a law doesn't mean another police officer won't enforce a law. Here's another thing. Just because a police officer don't enforce the law don't mean your insurance agent or the other driver's insurance agent won't make sure that the law is enforced. Yes, sir.
I'm reading this text, right? It said, yeah. Good morning. Tell Aaron people are using red plates to commit murders. Talking about traffic violations. It's a joke.
Dear Texter, I'm going to show you why. You see this thing called take care of the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know any murderers. I don't hang out in that space. You know where I be all the time? On the road. In my car, driving.
Never come across any murders on the road?
I come across some people who try to kill me on the road.
Before we go, let me ask you a quick question. Do you know, and not say personally know, but are you aware of, heard any rumors of any hitman?
No.
Like, oh, I know this guy to be a hitman. If someone talks, says he might be a hitman.
Johnny Kemp had a hit song. All I know.
I'm finding that a number of Bahamians seem to casually know hitman.
I don't know. What I'm saying is this, that police officers refusing to enforce traffic controls is equally as urgent and detrimental as the controversial things y'all want to talk about. And if we had focus on the fact that police officers are not enforcing traffic controls, trust me, I'm sure we would have been far further along in gathering up all of this unlawfulness and dealing with it. Here's a text. Aaron, how your eyes get up in people's car if you're supposed to be watching the road? Isn't the car on the road?
Yeah.
Dear Texter, you're going to cause me to advocate for yearly driving tests, you know. Some of y'all need to take your driving test. Yeah. You're supposed to be watching the road attentively to know people have their phone in their hand and headphone in their ears. You're not driving with due care and attention. I want you to know how easy it is to see y'all with your earbuds. And what a dereliction of duty it is when a police officer drives by you and sees that you have your earbuds in your ear. Dear Texter, maybe the other text is right. Maybe this is Narnia. because people are coming, texting the radio, boldly trying to justify foolishness. Y'all boldly trying to justify breaking the law and want people like me to endorse it? Another text, planning for hospitals takes years. I do not understand how Dr. Darvo can just announce one day that they're ready to start with literally zero details on anything, including staffing. Not info on how the land contamination was cleaned up. That's if it was cleaned up. Nothing. And the Tribune is now reporting that there's a court case, quote, disputing the land ownership, close quote. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Talk about that tomorrow.
What is this the government is doing? Election is one day. Our health needs generational planning, our healthcare system. Great show as usual. You assume people drive in with insurance. Hi, Miss G. Do we still have motorbike cops? Chaos on the roads, and I don't see police. Where are they? I don't even know if we still have cyclist cops. You know, traffic officers on bicycles with the long sleeve?
They're on Bay Street.
Yeah. Listen, like the texter said, we have to acknowledge when the police are doing what they ought to do. We have to acknowledge when the police go beyond what they ought to do. And we have to acknowledge when the police are not doing what they ought to do. But we must be fair and balanced. And Mr. Do, he's trying to bait me to go find a good Family Island man to go marry. I don't like your trickery,
marriage,
sir.
It's a good thing.
I know. Yes, it is a great thing for those who engage in it by themselves, according to the laws of the Bible. Mm-hmm. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.